The Bush administration has announced a roundup of deadbeat parents. The effort, led by the Department of Health and Human Services, aims to arrest more than 100 parents who haven't paid child support despite having the means to do so. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The roundup began on Sunday and has resulted in some 65 arrests, including that of a former pro football player. The cases originated in 23 states, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. Matt Kuchansky, director of the investigations branch at HHS, says the arrests were some of the most egregious cases of nonpayment. They include fathers owing large amounts of child support who took evasive action to avoid their responsibilities.
Whether it's quit jobs when a wage garnishment was put in place, used a false name or social security number to work, worked under the table for cash so there couldn't be a wage garnishment, wouldn't submit their tax returns so that the refund wouldn't be withheld by the state.
There are 102 defaulters on the HHS list, and together they owe more than $5 million in back child support. All are at least a year late in their payments. The former NFL player, James E. Harris, was a defensive end for the Oakland Raiders. Harris reportedly owes more than $100,000 and has not made a payment in more than 2.5 years. Kuchansky says the high-profile cases do serve as a deterrent.
We did an arrest a couple of years ago in Michigan, and it was a specific county in Michigan's number one deadbeat on their 10 most wanted list. And the arrest was well publicized there, TV coverage, newspaper coverage. And then we asked the child support agency in that county to just keep track of the payments the next month or so. And there was a 50% increase that month in the number of walk-in payments from people they hadn't seen in years. They asked some of them, why are you here? And it's, I don't want to be arrested.
The Department of Health and Human Services instituted the national roundup of deadbeat parents in 1998. There have been nearly 300 arrests since then, resulting in nearly 200 convictions and nearly $8 million in restitution ordered. Joan Entmacher, director of the National Women's Law Center, applauds the roundups, but says alone they're not enough.
What you really want to have working are wage withholding systems that locate people promptly and, withhold the wages and send it to the custodial parent so the money is there for the children, week to week and month to month.
Many states take the child support payments of custodial parents who are on welfare to reimburse their costs. Entmacher says legislation that would give child support directly to families rather than the state would also be a help. Such a program in Wisconsin, she says, has proven its value.
Research from Wisconsin, Secretary Tommy Thompson's home state, where they actually paid all of the child support to the family, discovered that there were more paternities established, more fathers paying child support, and higher amounts of child support being paid once they stopped taking the money back for the government and actually giving it to the children.
A bill in the Senate reauthorizing welfare reform includes a provision similar to Wisconsin's law. The Bush administration backs a less far-reaching proposal contained in the House bill, and Entmacher says even it would be a step in the right direction. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.